Halachas of the day. All right, gentlemen, we'll be speaking about how to prepare for Shabbos. How to prepare for Shabbos, things you should do, like cleaning your room, like buying special things for Shabbos to make it special. Nobody said you had to buy wine.
You could just buy, like,
although I will say, don't get wasted. Whatever it is you buy, don't get wasted.
Can I get, like, vodka?
Get flowers.
There is drinking and there is drunk. You know, there used to be a t-shirt that said, I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down, no problem. But we don't believe in that yeshiva, okay? If you want to drink to enhance your Shabbos, that's fine. Getting drunk never enhanced anybody's Shabbos.
Does Raji drink, like
on Purim. He says he only drinks one cup and he keeps refilling it.
Like what?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Anyway, gentlemen. So, what are other things that you should do to prepare for Shabbos? Number one, cut your fingernails.
Ooh. Okay. I meant like scotch and like whiskey.
All right, we're off that topic already.
He's going to the
Shabbos. If you, that's something you should ask Rabbi Ganoski himself. He's no matter what, he's not a big drinker, so don't make too big a deal of it.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Again, if it enhances your Shabbos, that's one thing. If you get drunk, it's not enhancing your Shabbos because you lose your mind and you're kind of missing out on the experience. In any case,
what if you have such inhibitions that when you get drunk it makes it more?
Then yeah, don't jump to. No. I have yet to see somebody who that's true by, especially when you're dealing with the hangover the next day. Yeah, never improves your Shabbos. Okay, in any case.
You have experience?
Everyone has experience.
Anyway, moving right along. So one of the things you should do in order to prepare for Shabbos is cut your fingernails. Now, fingernails, toenails, whatever, you should cut them. Your fingernails do grow faster than your toenails. I'm sure you've noticed that by now. The minhag is not to cut your fingernails in order, meaning don't go tick, 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 tick. All right? Heebie-jeebie stuff, okay? You should cut your fingernails. The minhag is heebie-jeebie stuff, I don't know. The poskim say that you should do alternate fingers, meaning the minhag is on your right hand, you do bet, dalet, aleph, gimel, hey, which spells out the word bede'aga, right? You should do it with, worried, with some worrying, right? This one, this one, this one, this one, this one, right? That's going out of order. The opposite on this hand, start with this finger, skip over and go backwards. Right? That's the minhag. The minhag is also not to cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day. Also heebie-jeebie stuff. Now, what do you do with the fingernails? It's preparing for Shabbos. Okay? And preparing for Shabbos, what you should do is cut your fingernails. Now, what do you do with the fingernails? This is a side issue. Fingernails, we say, is also heebie-jeebie stuff, but the Gemara speaks about it, saying that a person who is a tzaddik burns them, and a person who is a rasha puts them in the garbage. Now, the garbage that the Gemara discusses is not today's garbage cans, okay? What it's talking about is once upon a time where you had no real sanitary disposal system, they would have a pile of stuff in the courtyard, which people would alternately used for dumping their garbage before they would burn it and going to the bathroom if it was in the middle of the night and it's too far to get to the outhouse. Now, again, it's heebie-jeebie stuff. Lamaisa, the poskim say today, there's no problem in throwing away your fingernails in the garbage as long as you are very careful with them that you collect them all and stick them in the garbage, okay?
Doesn't that mean you're a Russian?
What? No, because the garbage that we use today is not the garbage that was used once upon a time. Okay. What about flushing them down the toilet? You could lechora do that as well, although they kind of float. Right? They collect air and they kind of float, so you'd be careful with that. It might not work. In any case, yeah.
What was the difference between the garbage and
garbage? The garbage in the times of Chazal was basically a trash pile in the middle of the courtyard or on the side of the courtyard, more likely, that people would use to throw out their garbage or go to the bathroom or whatever. If you leave them on the floor in a place where people walk, says the Gemara, especially if we're talking about a pregnant woman, it causes some damage. How? Why? I don't know. Again, heebie-jeebie stuff. I've never met anybody who can give me a real explanation to that. So I leave it at heebie-jeebie and, yeah, move on from there, okay? So one thing you should do is that. Another
place where they dump, a place where people walk.
No, but when you cut your fingernails, they tend to flip off in different places. Now, you can solve that, by the way, by wetting your fingernails. Okay, if you wet your fingernails, they absorb the water and they don't, like, flick off as soon as you cut them. So that's just an Eitz HaTov, as they say. Makes it much easier to collect than if you cut them when they're dry.
All right. So they would. So what would they do? Yes, way too many.
They would burn them. Yeah. I mean, if you considering that most people, if they wanted to cook, had to make a fire anyway, so it's not a big deal. Or if you're burning your trash, you can certainly throw it on the fire. Right? They had fires all the time. For us, it's like, when do you find that?
They're putting them in the garbage. What does that have to do with like a pregnant woman walking?
If you leave them on the ground and there is a pregnant woman around, they cause damage. How, why, ech, I have no idea. Gemara heebie-jeebie stuff. Okay?
And that makes you a rasha.
Yes. Okay?
If you put them in the garbage, you're a rasha.
That too. But the garbage under discussion in the Gemara is not the garbage that we have today. Because the garbage you have today, you stick it in the garbage, you wrap it up in a bag, stick it over there in the canister. There it's taken away to disposal in a place where nobody is. Okay, so it's a different story today. Another thing you should do in order to get prepared for Shabbos is get a haircut or take a shave. Now, obviously, you don't have to do that every Shabbos. Because, I don't know about you, but my hair doesn't grow that fast. You know, 3 weeks... A month down the line, you probably should get another haircut. But certainly your facial hair, if you tend to shave, okay, you should certainly do that before Shabbos. Trim your beard, you should certainly do that L'chavot Shabbos. There's a big aspect in that because that shows that you're doing it for the sake of Shabbos. Because it's not only that you're supposed to have good food on Shabbos, you're supposed to dress well. And you're supposed to look well because that shows honor of the thing that's coming. I mean, if you have a meeting with a very important person, in all likelihood, you're going to want to look your best. So therefore, you should also try and look your best for the sake of Shabbos as well. Now, I know some of you have problems in taking a shower. For Shabbos, you should certainly do that. There is even an inyan in going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Right up the street, you have a men's mikvah. It's a little bit of money, but it's an experience. You go to the mikvah, and you become purified from various types of tumah.
Are mikvahs really free?
No, they're not. They're big business. Most Bete Knesset or places that have a mikvah, they make a lot of money on it.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
It's about 12 shekels. 12 shekels to go to the mikveh. Which is about $3.
I should sacrifice a slice of pizza in order to go to the mikveh.
I don't know. I go to the mikveh every day, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Among the things that I do, I'm a sofer stamp, right? I write tefillin, mezuzahs and stuff. And before you write Shem Hashem, you have to be pure. So I go to the mikveh every day. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, and
do you pay for every day?
No, I have monthly. I pay for it monthly, so I pay less. In any case, but I can tell you as a person, if you get used to, for example, this is not doesn't have to do with Shabbos per se, but the halacha says that every day you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to wash your hands, negel vaser, as we commonly call it. You wash your hands 3 times in the morning, right, left, right, left, right, left. I found that after I've done that for a while, you feel a difference in the morning when you get up. Until you've done that, it's like, there's something wrong here. And if I don't go to the mikveh on a certain, every day, I feel a difference. Okay. There are times where I have no choice. If I have to help at home until I have to get to yeshiva, and I don't have time, it takes about 7.5 minutes to go in and go out. If I don't have that 7.5 minutes, then I go sometimes without it. But usually that's only on the...
Are you running
a
every day?
No. Usually only Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. In any case, so that's something that you should...
You try to do it every day.
Yeah. Okay, so that's obviously something you should do L'chavot Shabbos, right? We mentioned that going to the mikveh is also an important thing. how long are we going? We'll do say one more thing. On Erev Shabbos, after what's called Mincha Ketana, right? Mincha Ketana is about 72 minutes before Shkia. For example, what's Shkia? Shkia is sunset. Nowadays, sunset is, last I checked, yesterday, 2 days ago, was 6:56, right? 6:56. So 72 minutes before that, do the math. You really shouldn't be doing any malacha that has nothing to do with Shabbos, okay? If you're sitting there on Erev Shabbos and you say to yourself, I would like to drill a hole in the wall now. Now would be a wonderful time to take Rabbi Schottenstein's drill and start drilling a hole in the wall. Don't do it, okay? 72 minutes before Shabbos, there is a halachic problem with doing that. Now, 73 minutes before, technically there isn't. Okay, 72 minutes before it already begins, there's a takana that a person shouldn't do malacha on Erev Shabbos. However, if you want to do malacha on Erev Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos, for example, let's say you didn't get your haircut now, and Shmuley says, hey, I'm open for business, guys, come get a haircut from me. Okay, you can go and you can get a haircut from Shmuel, even during the 72 minutes before Shabbos. That's perfectly fine, assuming that he is up to it and doesn't want to get all filthy with all the hair. different problem. Okay, that's okay. If you have a button that fell off of your Shabbos shirt and you would like to sew it on for the sake of Shabbos, that's perfectly fine.
Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos. Before Shabbos. 72 minutes before Shabbos, man. Okay, that's okay.
Of course you would be able to.
If you wake up on Friday all of a sudden and you have 72 minutes before Shabbos, I'm hoping this never happens, and you said, oh my God, I haven't shaved yet, you can shave, or you can, not with a razor, right? You can fix your beard up, trim it, whatever, L'chavad Shabbos, 72 minutes before Shabbos. Yes.
72 minutes before.
Yes. Okay?
Take a shower too, right?
Yeah. You can take a shower before, 72 minutes before Shabbos, no problem. That's even though there's no rim halachas there. Okay? So again, we're going through the halachas of Shabbos, and Yetzah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue.